Our gospel today shows what happens when you begin your annual meeting by insulting the congregation and they want to throw you off a cliff. I won't do that today, but I do want to share my most of my rector's report with you today verbally, because it always sounds better when it's verbal rather than just written down, but I know you'll all want to read every word of it carefully later. I thought before I start that our lessons for this morning were really wonderful for our annual meeting because, first of all, we had Jeremiah being chosen as a child, a youth, to bring leadership, and we had a youth lector reading that, and youth and children are definitely a big part of our worship life and our family life together. And we had the wonderful words from St. Paul about the greatest gift being love. And I think that's also a hallmark of St. Stephen's, where we show real love for our congregation and anyone who happens in our doors for whatever reason. And we're doing pretty well in showing the example of love that St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians. It's not a wedding letter. That is not a wedding letter. It's not a passage for weddings, even though 9 out of 10 couples choose it for their weddings. It's about how to live together as a group of Christians. It is to be loving, not arrogant or boastful or rude. And I think we're pretty good at loving, and arrogance is definitely not on our list of qualities. So good job in that regard, too. Reviewing the events of 2015 puts a smile on my face for many reasons. We tried some new things here at 5500 Adams that we will definitely want to repeat in the future. And we tried a couple of things that maybe we won't repeat in the future. We took a pilgrimage and went most of the way across the country. We faithfully lived out our baptismal promises to meet and worship, pray for one another, seek and serve Christ in all persons, and work for justice and peace. And we welcomed a group of wonderful new parishioners who will be introduced to you later during the annual meeting. You'll be reminded of many of 2015's highlights during that time, but here are a few of my favorite things. One was Father Juan Perez, who came to us late in 2014 and continued to inspire the activities of our outreach committee and the Crafting Kindness Group, among others. By the end of the year, he was ready to fly from our nest to serve the Spanish speakers of Detroit and Pontiac full-time. But I'm confident that our connections will stay open. And if you want to know more, check in with either Outreach, Crafting Kindness, or other groups that made good inroads with him. In Lent of last year, we prepared for our adult pilgrimage with a series on Christian pilgrimages around the world, some of which were nearly as old as Christianity itself. I now have a long list of places that I would like to see in the future. And we went to Arizona. And it was energizing and inspiring for everyone on the trip. I hope that even more of you will take up the opportunity to go on an adult pilgrimage or mission adventure in the future. We may not go as far away next time, but we'll definitely do this again. We met such a variety of spirit-filled people, only a few of whom were Episcopalians, or even Christians for that matter. Some were practicing Navajo traditional religion. Yet their work and God's work were obviously in sync. We received our bishop, Wendell Gibbs, for his biannual visitation in May of last year, and he clearly had a good time. He arrived early, he stayed late for fellowship, and he wanted to meet as many of you as possible. And as usual, our excellent hospitality team definitely had something to do with that. 2015 was a year to celebrate music at St. Stephen's. Our choir tried new services. We reformed the band. We participated in concerts under the leadership of John Pavick, who has just snuck out to work with the kids, which is something that we started last year as well. There was really no other time to get together with him, so every once in a while, he sneaks out during this time to teach them some music, and I think you're going to hear the fruits of that labor in a little bit. While it would always be helpful to have a few more voices in the choir, the dedicated folks who come every week have really impressed me, and not only me, with their ability to lead and beautify our worship of God. Another outstanding event of last year happened in November when we celebrated our longest-lived parishioners with a special service and reception. Many hands and voices made that day possible. Well, not all 13 members of our nonagenarian club were well enough to attend that day, but those who did brought their family and friends. The choir did a great job leading their first evensong. All had a wonderful time at the party that followed. And I would say that clearly, being a member of St. Stephen's has long-lasting health benefits. 13 people, 90 and over. Getting the word out to the community that St. Stephen's gives a warm welcome and has much to offer our neighbors of every age is our ongoing challenge. No single type of media effort will suffice, as each generation has its favorite. Texting and tweeting, Facebook and websites, print ads, billboards, radio or TV, churches are trying all of those and more. So how can you spread the word of St. Stephen's? We initiated some new ways to gain visibility in the community last year, and you'll hear some more about those from Don Ingersoll, who's been leading up our communications efforts. But be prepared to hear more ideas during the year ahead, plus some repeats of our past successes as we reach out to a world that needs good news. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, says Hebrews 13, verse 8. But the word takes new forms with each new gadget and app. So let's get creative together in how to reach and encourage people who are hungry for godly hope and genuine hospitality. During the annual meeting, I will thank our staff and volunteers who have made all of these and more possible. And I praise them at length in the written version of my report that you're going to read every word of. We have a very talented and dedicated staff who know that working for a church means pay is not going to be Wall Street level. But pay is not the reason that we're here. We're here because keeping the ministries going, the building clean, the lights on, the music flowing, all of these efforts are to support you, the people of God, in carrying out all the work that we have committed to do in our baptism. And over lunch, you will have the chance to let us know how you think we're all doing. Not just the staff, but all of us together, using this colorful bookmark that's in your bulletin. It's not really a bookmark, it's a little worksheet. And over lunch, I hope that you will share how you think all of that is going. After you hear about our work during the annual meeting and the challenges yet ahead of us, I need your insights and priorities for the year ahead of us. So please stick around. There's plenty of good food. And that is because our hospitality team is always right on top. So thank you for the trust that you place in me and in our staff. May God strengthen and grow our parish family as together we represent Jesus Christ to the world through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.